Sorry, kid. You wouldn't keep quiet if I hadn't taped your mouth shut. But if you promise to stay quiet, I'll take the tape off carefully so you don't get hurt. Okay, then. We can also just keep it on until someone comes to save you. That's completely fine with me. The thing is, there's no telling how long you'll be stuck here.
Ow, 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 ow!
I know it sucks, but please stop talking. It'll take much longer to remove it. There. Was that so hard?
Help, help! Somebody please come save me! I've been kidnapped by Marcella Valentina! Please help me, she's gonna kill me! I'm only a child! Someone please come and save me already! I'm not ready to die! Please help and save me! Anybody, please!
Are you done? I obviously kept you in a soundproof place. I'm not that stupid to kidnap a noisy child and put you somewhere anybody could hear you. Give me a little credit, will you, kid? This is why I never want to have any kids.
What do you want from me? Why do you bad people always have to be so mean to innocent people anyway? It's a good thing there are superheroes who are always there to beat you up eventually to make sure you pay for your crimes.
Okay, first of all, I don't want anything from you. What the hell am I supposed to get from you anyway? It's not like you have anything valuable to give me. Also, I'm not gonna kill you. Jeez! Is that really what you think of me? I'm not that kind of a bad guy. And trust me, I will gladly allow any superhero to beat me up if I ever purposely hurt anyone innocent.
Then why am I here? I don't understand why you would take me to your secret hideaway place or whatever this place is. Also, are you seriously going to show me where you live? I'll have you know that my dad is very powerful and keeps a tracker on me in case anything like this ever happens. Didn't see that coming, huh? Pretty dumb on your part. Now I can tell him where you live. He'll find you and put you in jail. I'm sure my dad is already calling his superhero friends to come and get me, and when they do arrive, they're going to make sure you never, ever, ever, ever do anything bad again. Do you realize that you don't stand a chance? You're going to lose easily. Everyone knows that you don't have any
superpowers
anyway.
Oh my god, do you ever shut up? Jeez! How old are you, like 10? You've got a lot to say for a little person. Ugh. Look, before we continue this interview, I gotta prepare for my fight with whatever superhero your dad sends my way. Like you said, I don't have superpowers, so I need to be 10 steps ahead.
Even with all your stupid weapons, you'll never be as strong. You're nothing but a villain!
You don't think I know that? You don't think I know that I'm not born into power, born with special abilities to fight crime? I don't need a kid like you to remind me of what I constantly live through. I know that I'm seen by nearly everyone just as a bad person who does bad things to good people. If you're not going to stop rubbing it in my face, then I will show you just how evil I am! What? Do your parents not feed you?
No, they do. But this stupid lady decided to kidnap me before I got to eat my breakfast.
Huh. So you're still hungry?
Duh.
Too bad. I don't care. I don't have anything to feed you with anyway. You can wait until someone comes to save you. What do you normally eat for breakfast? I've got an egg, some orange juice, and I guess a granola bar. Guess it's time to buy groceries again.
I want cereal. Ooh, the colorful ones.
Ew! That stuff's nothing but food coloring and sugar.
Hey, I'll have you know that that stuff is delicious. That's what we kids love to eat anyway.
Fine. I'll be back. Don't bother trying to escape. This place is baby-proofed.
What? I am not a baby! Wait, where the hell are you going? Hey!
Here's your stupid, unhealthy cereal.
Did you seriously steal a box of cereal?
What? No! I'll have you know that I respect the elderly lady who owns the small store in our neighborhood. She works real hard to provide for her family, and she sometimes gives me a free cookie. Lovely lady she is.
A little help? I can't really eat like this.
Sure you can. Your hands aren't tied! So you can eat straight out of the box. I still don't trust you. And there's no way I'm untying you from the chair. So, that cereal, any good, kid?
My name's Xavier.
Sure, whatever.
Yeah, I like the cereal you got me. Thanks, I guess.
Mm? Oh, was that?
I said thanks, Miss Marcella Valentina.
Please, you can just call me Marcy for today.
Neat little place you got, I guess. Do you live here?
Yes, I live here. I'm one of those villains who lives where they work, you know. So I just built this lab myself. Guess this isn't really a secret hideout to you anymore.
You know, for a secret villain lab, this is pretty janky and small.
This is all the space I need. Well, it's all I can really afford, and I happen to really like it here. What can I say? It's home.
Didn't I tell you my dad can track which neighborhood I'm in? When he finds us, this place will be destroyed.
I've got it all planned out, duh. There are hidden pathways for me to use to lead me to another location, so they won't find this place. I've managed to live here secretly for years, and I have yet to be discovered. Also, you may know what my place looks like, but it's not like you have any clue where we actually are located.
Yeah, I guess. Why are you being like this? You're a villain. You're not supposed to feed me, chat with me so casually about your hideout, let alone let me call you Marcy. You're supposed to be super mean and not care about others.
Oh boy. You really are just a kid. If you don't want to eat the cereal, then don't. But I don't want you to think that I'm just going to let you die of starvation here. Look, Xavier, I'm not going to hurt you. In fact, I want your dad to know that I'm the one who took you. I don't have anything against you. You're just a child. I really don't expect you to understand what goes on in the real world. But I need your dad to understand that I know what he's doing. And he can't keep up the lie that he cares about people. About others. I'm trying to stop him from causing great harm to people. Because all I'm trying to do is save everyone from losing so much because of what he's doing. But no, I'm the bad guy. So yeah, I get punched in the face and sent to jail a lot so that powerful people like your father can keep doing stupid things and they get to live happily. Are you even paying attention?
Yes. I still don't get it. Why you're so mad at Dad?
Do you even know what your father does?
He helps people.
You had me monologuing this whole time and you don't even know what I'm talking about. He's just a boy. He's just a boy. Of course he wouldn't know.
Hey, I'm not just some kid. I know my dad is a good person. He makes medicines and gives them to people who are sick. And together with the mayor, He built really nice buildings for people to live in, and they make the city prettier. If you're angry that our family is making a lot of money because my dad is doing good things for the people, then that only makes you a bitter loser.
You naive little brat. I know you're still young and you're not at fault, but I really think it's important you know what's really happening. It's true. Your dad is a scientist who creates medicines that are supposed to be healthy for people, but that's not the case. He sells faulty drugs, marketing them as something beneficial, but he keeps the fatal side effects hidden. Of course. Why would he let people know that his health pills cause more sickness when he's making so much money?
Now you're just lying. My dad is amazing. He's smart and strong, and he would never do anything bad. If he really was doing wrong things, then the superheroes would work to stop him.
Oh, there are people who know, but there is nothing they can do. With your dad's extreme wealth and connections to powerful people like the mayor, your father is safe from any legal repercussions. And the public is kept in the dark about this medicine's side effects.
No, that can't be true. I don't understand.
Now, about the mayor, he truly is a villain. Since he's really great friends with your father, they work together to destroy the homes of less fortunate people to build tall, expensive buildings, leaving many homeless. They also ruin spaces meant for natural life to thrive. What were once beautiful forests became tall company buildings to further expand your father's company. The worst part is that they keep all the money they earn to themselves instead of giving to those who lost everything because of them. If your dad and the mayor aren't stopped, they will keep hurting innocent people and destroy all that is left. I don't expect an evil businessman to tell his son any of this, but this is the reality. And I'm simply doing my best to stop these big bad guys from committing such crimes.
Then why am I the one here? Why don't you kidnap the mayor instead? My dad probably only got dragged into whatever he's doing. He would never make evil choices. Medicines are good for people, and he just wants to cure everyone. He may be a rich person, but there's no way he can be a bad man.
I'm really sorry you had to learn this way, Savior. I told you, I never wanted to hurt you, but your dad, he knows what he's doing, and he chooses to work with the mayor in secret. They are very, very bad people, and I needed your help to stop them.
Why would they do all those things?
It's this thing called greed, hun. Money and power really turn people into monsters.
How do you know all of this, Marcy? And out of all the bad people there are, why are you going after my dad?
I don't think you need to hear my tragic backstory. My mother used to work for your dad. And let's just say that she saw what harm the medicines could cause. She didn't want to hurt people, so she told your dad about what could happen to those who take the pills. After working for so long, she decided to leave his company because she didn't want to make people sick. One night, my mom came home late, but before she could enter our house, a car pulled up behind her and there was a gunshot. Yeah. Pretty grim, I know, but that's my story. There's not a day that goes by that I don't miss her. She was just trying to save people, and instead she had to die.
I'm sorry about what happened. I really am. But how can you say it was my father who did that?
It was nighttime, so it was dark. Whoever shot my mom didn't see me watching from our window. I happened to catch a glimpse of the man in the car, and it was your father. I couldn't erase his face from my memory. How he had that wicked smile as he watched my mother fall to the ground. When the police arrived, there weren't enough witnesses to help them get a lead on the perpetrator.
But you saw everything! Why didn't you say anything?
I was too young at that time to say or do anything. I was alone and afraid. You can never understand the horror of watching someone you love.
Marcy!
It's okay, Xavier. Don't worry. I don't plan on doing the same to you. Your father is evil, but you don't deserve to go through what I went through. I'm simply trying to stop your dad, and I can stop him by sending him to jail so that he can face the consequences of all his evil deeds. That way, no more people will get sick because of his medicine.
Then how come you're the bad guy?
Do you ever notice what kind of people I'm always messing with? It's always people on top, like the mayor, because they're the ones who are causing a lot of damage. I never pick on anyone who is weak. I'm out here doing what I can to save innocent lives, but this society loves rich and powerful people too much that those who go against them are considered the villains in their story. Stopping bad people isn't easy. Ask the superheroes. I'm kidding. But I hope you do understand what I'm telling you.
Superheroes? Isn't it their job to protect the good people and fight criminals? My dad is able to call superheroes anytime. They're friends.
That's the thing. They're friends. Superheroes are good people, but a lot of them are clueless about the kind of people they protect on top. Will you believe me if I tell you that I used to be friends with some of them?
You? Friends with a superhero? You have got to tell me more.
It's for the best that you don't know them. It would do great damage to their reputation.
How would that even work, though? You fight superheroes.
Oh, yes. We fight a lot. Because they don't understand my side, we have different perspectives, and I can't fully blame them for being blind. I still try to get through to them. But most of them are too focused on hitting me.
Marcy, this is all so much.
And there's so much more for you to learn in the future, Xavier.
I don't think I can handle anything more.
Yep. That's why it's time for us to go. I'm sure a superhero is on their way already, so we need to get ready for your release.
Huh? You're just gonna let me go after all this?
I told you. You're just bait. I promised you, and I never hurt you either, did I? Anyway, I don't expect you to see things the way I do, but I just hope you don't follow in your dad's footsteps. All I can hope for is that you turn out to be a much better adult than any of those greedy monsters in power. Yes, you can take the cereal with you, but... Oh, I do need to blindfold you. I can't risk you giving away my place. Moving is a lot of work, and I would like to continue fighting for this neighborhood.
Hey, aren't you afraid that you told me a lot, and I could use it all against you?
Will you, though? You may be a snotty, spoiled, rich kid, but I know you're not evil at heart. Don't prove me wrong, Xavier. Because you know I will go after you.
Oh, now you're going to hurt a child? You are such a villain. You evil bad lady who hates cereal.
Well, it's showtime. So let's go.
Hey, one last thing.
What's up?
I hope you win this time against whichever superhero is supposed to fight you, Marcy.
Thanks, Xavier. Now hold on to your cereal.